Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 297.
This is Clint Taylor, and you're listening to Bear Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Hey guys, how are you guys? Happy holidays! It's actually this is the last episode of the year. That's right, and wow, it's been
and the last day off until Memorial Day for me.
Oh really?
Really?
It's gonna be very busy for you the next year, next coming months.
Well, no, we don't get vacation again until Memorial Day.
Well, that's right. That's
yeah,
true.
Memorial Day. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we ain't a government agency. We don't get all those, you know, days and stuff off.
That's right. That kind of sucks. I've got to think of it. I'm the same too, I guess. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, it's episode 297. Well, yeah, I can do that. I plan some stuff on during Mardi Gras and Louis weekend. Yeah. So I'll probably do that. Anyway, so how about some weekend updates? This is episode 297. Three more episodes is going to be 300. So we want some voicemails, guys, to play on episode 300. And we don't know yet what we're going to do. Episode 300. Maybe I'll do a live show or something, or record something here at our place. What do you think, Ray? We could probably do something special on that day. Okay.
We can do it in the nude.
We can do it in the nude. Yeah. We can blur it out or something, or like a Japanese porn, our crotches blurred out.
Yeah. I see Mike. I see Mike. I see the Mike. Oh, I see Mike. He's not naked this time.
Yeah, Mike is not naked this time. One time we were on camera, Mike walked in. He was in the nude. Wait, you can say something. Say hi. Hey, okay.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, he likes the Japanese sword idea. Yeah, we should do that next time, maybe. Okay, this is episode 297. Oh, I said that already. But anyway, it's a special episode because we have an interview. We have a special interview, and we'll talk about that later. But before we go on, let's do some weekend updates. We've been to the same parties, Ray, right?
We're except for one party, we were together all weekend long, pretty much.
Yes, that's right. Friday, Mike and I
Not
did
Thursday,
something here.
Thursday,
yeah, we were together. It was a small get together that Mike likes to.
We got to be back it up further than that to Wednesday, because we were together on Wednesday too.
Oh yeah, we went together. What did we do Wednesday?
Avatar.
Oh yeah, we watched Avatar. Well, yeah, we talked about that. Oh yeah, it's the second time we watched it. So what's the difference between watching the first time and the second time? Is it really clear with the digital 3D?
It made my eyes hurt in the digital 3D that wasn't IMAX. And I don't know if because I'd been staring at computer screens all day in the previous show, I hadn't, or it was just more intense on the eyes on the digital 3D screen with the different glasses. So,
mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot better, I guess, because it's smaller. It's not like a tennis match, or you know, when you're watching it in an IMAX theater, it's like a tennis match. You have to swift your head left and right. It's kind of funny. Yeah, it's a lot clearer. I would say it is clearer, but you know, it's more manageable watching it in digital 3D. Yeah, so Avatar, we did that, and Mike wanted to watch it, so we got to see it in the big screen. And what else?
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we had a little gathering because Mike likes to get together with a couple of friends, some close friends, and yeah, we did that. Some potluck that we did. That was fun.
What adobo?
Made adobo. Mike cooked adobo. Yeah, so yeah, it's nice. And I made some egg rolls. They're flat. I know I'm practicing, but
I didn't get any of the egg rolls. No, you didn't save me any.
Well, there's a lot.
Because I was at a previous party to make my parents. So I was waiting to try to meet somebody that was supposed to be there, and they never showed up. So I finally said, screw them.
Screw them, get out of here. Okay.
On your part, yeah.
So we're supposed to
say, you know, little Chaser boy, there are other Chaser boys in the world. I am not going to sit around right on here. I'll wait for them.
Yeah, that's true. And then we went on Friday, we went to John and Palima's party.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went there, and there's a lot of people. About 30 or 40 people came, and that was a lot. And people brought over leftover food from the night before. Some people did that, which is fine.
Everything's epic because there were none left over. Reminder didn't say me.
Yeah, but don't worry, Ray. Next time I'll cook some for you, some egg rolls for you. But you know that he made steak. Ray, John made that steak, this amazing steak, and it was just so yummy, so juicy. Did you get to try those? I think you did. Everybody
yep.
did.
I made me a sandwich, right?
Yeah, you used it.
I made me a steak.
Yeah, you did a sandwich out of it, but just ate it straight up with the mashed potatoes. It was pretty good.
And I don't know what that chocolate cake, death by chocolate desire, or whatever the hell it was, but that stuff was good.
Yeah,
it was some kind of cake, and look, I assume they bought it because of the way it was cut up and packaged and everything. But that stuff was incredible.
Yeah, I know. It's like a cheesecake that is mucked up together, right? And it looked like it's a mix of everything, but then it was presentable in such a way. But it's really good. Yeah, I heard. I didn't get to try it. Mike did. Mike was telling me about it, and it's very yummy.
It's good. Make you want to slap your mama?
Mm-hmm. What did you do Saturday? You just. What did we
Let's
do Saturday?
Let's see. Saturday, I sat around the house being a bum because I was out late. Late Christmas night.
Oh, I know what we did Saturday night.
And then Saturday afternoon, Mr. Rowell came over. And he gave me a Christmas gift, which was very nice. Thank you. And then we rode around for a little bit so he could do some returns to stores, and then came back to the house. He dropped me off, and then I had to get ready for the Hakim.
That was a Saturday night. Yeah, we got ready for that. We just went directly there, and it's actually, what did we do? We watched the movie first, but what is it? Hurt Locker. And then from the Hurt Locker movie, we went to Hakim's birthday. So Hakim, if you're listening, we should tell him that we're talking about him. It was his birthday, so happy birthday.
Yeah, his birthday is actually Tuesday.
Oh,
so
okay.
By the time this gets out, of birthday will be over with. But Hakim is the big 4-0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be good. So we celebrated his birthday. He was really surprised. So it's rare that surprise party really works. Usually it gets
spoiled. I know, because he walked in and there was, 10 or 12 of us sitting there. Uh-huh. He's like, oh, hey, you guys, what are y'all doing? We're getting ready to go see a movie.
Didn't know it was all of
this. Let's put this man.
It was
funny. I was like, no, Hakim, this is your surprise birthday party. Happy birthday. And then he was like, oh.
There was no movie. It's really just a birthday party.
And he was like, so we're not going to see the movie? And Chris was like, no.
No, we're not. Anyway, so yeah, that's been a good weekend. Actually, Sunday morning we left for New Orleans, and Mike watched the Saints game. Sorry, Saints. The Saints lost, and yesterday, so he's really bad. They were all. I was rooting for the Saints, but I just stayed home. And we were in New Orleans in Mike's place.
Yeah, but
so.
Who's the Saints playing?
Oh, I forgot. Dallas,
and
I think.
You sit there and watch the whole game? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think Dallas. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Ooh, Mike will kill me. Yeah, it's a big letdown for Mike. He was really, really frowning when he went home yesterday. Yeah. But then in the evening, I went to the Phoenix and I got to see Clint Taylor. And I was able to interview him. So we talked about stuff about New Orleans and about his porn and stuff. But okay, just to get it straight, I did not go upstairs. Okay,
why not?
I could have, but it was late. I needed to go back because we need to drive early in the morning, so we didn't. I didn't go upstairs. I would have gone if I had enough time, but I can't blame him. It's really just a bad night that there's not much people on a Sunday night. I don't know why. Because maybe it's the holidays.
Maybe they're
and
all
Sunday
at the
night.
Bathhouse.
Yeah, or maybe upstairs. There might be more people.
They're probably all upstairs.
Yeah.
If you went upstairs, you'd heard, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Pound that ass. Oh yeah, pull them tits.
No, I didn't get to see that.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, okay. In this episode, we have Clint Taylor. We have great interview with him. Clint. He's actually a porn star. Yes, a porn star. And he's been on...
So we changed this from the Bear Podcast to the Porncast.
I know. Devin was telling me, is this going to be... is another... Is Bear Podcast becoming a porn star? Porn star podcast now? Well, it just so happened, Devin.
Well, it just so happens, Devin.
Yeah.
That we were waiting for you to become a porn star.
Yeah, Devin, you have to be a chaser porn star next time so you can join us and then we could talk about how you got into it too.
Bear and chaser videos. There we go.
Okay, so let's go on with the interview with Clint Taylor.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Hey everyone, this is Nard, and I am here on location at the Phoenix here in New Orleans. And joining me today is Clint Taylor.
Hello, yes. Everybody. How are you?
Great. It's great to have you. I've been talking to you for some time now, since probably last year, and it's just that I couldn't come to New Orleans in the right time, so we could talk, we could chat about.
Because it's always everybody comes to visit during decadence and Mardi Gras when.
Oh, that's right. I even missed sudden decadence this year. But I'm always here for the
weather was perfect for it. Oh, perfect. Yeah. No rain, no hurricanes, nothing. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, this year, for anybody who's thinking about coming down, we used to do our block party every Friday night.
Yes.
For the Phoenix, and now we're gonna do it two nights, so we're gonna have it.
Oh, even better! Night.
So, okay, twice as much fun and twice as much trouble.
But you know, on Fridays, I usually drive in on Friday, and I miss some part of it during the. So, if you do it on the Saturday night, you're gonna be doing it on the Saturday night. So, that'll be nice.
It'll be good. Well, what happens is a lot of the vendors come in, to sell things. And they only have one night to sell, and then that's it. Mm-hmm. So to make it worthwhile for the vendors that are coming in and all, we're going to block off the street both Friday and Saturday nights, like from 9 to 2.
You're getting more and more vendors.
Oh, yeah. The last decadence, we had about 20 vendors out there.
And the year before, I think, would be about one or two only?
It was very few.
Yeah, I remember.
But what happened was, because the year before it got rained out because of the hurricanes and all that. So
that kind of sucks.
They got a little nervous. But now that, I guess, they all watch the weather forecast, and which is good, because then if we get the permits from the city for Friday and Saturday night, if for some reason we get rained out one night, at least we know we've got a backup night.
Yeah. So yeah, for those listening, come to Sudden Decadence on it's around September.
Come see me. It's Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend, yeah, it's always fun, and I hope I get to go this coming year. Yeah, that's right. So, okay, Clint, tell us about some of your history here mostly New Orleans or Louisiana, right? So Louisiana. You grew up here, right?
I grew up here, and after graduating from high school, I went to school at the University of New Orleans because I wanted to be close to the bars.
Of course.
And it was so funny because, here the bars are open 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
So what we would do is we would put our books in the trunk. And we would go out all night until it was time for classes to start the next morning.
Oh, wow.
So there are several times when I would leave the bars when the sun was coming up and just go straight to class.
I haven't done that. I've always wanted to do.
It's been a long time.
drink all night and then wait for the sun to come up. I know you can do that here in New Orleans, but I haven't tried that.
And then, when I, was growing up, the drinking age was 18. And really, the bars on Bourbon Street rarely checked IDs. And so we were going to the bars when we were 16 years old. It wasn't a big deal, but it was just a lot of fun back then.
I bet. So during 2005, Katrina. Oh, yes. Any stories about that?
Well,
were you okay?
Was I was living in Palm Springs, and in 2004 I decided to move back.
Okay,
so I had been here for a little over a year when Katrina hit. And, I was debating if I should leave or not. And I said, I'll just stay.
Oh, you were going to stay?
I stayed. And, it was so weird because you can hear the noise and you can hear all of a sudden you hear branches falling and trees falling. And it was like, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? Because then the electricity went out, and Labor Day weekend,
Southern Decadence was Smith.
It was during, you know, Southern Decadence, but it's still hot. You're mm-hmm. It's like 90 something degrees in the day, and still in the upper 80s at night. So for, you know, once the storm passed, I mean, it took almost. It took 4 days just to get out of my neighborhood because so many trees had fallen on the streets mm-hmm. and everything. So you were pretty much trapped mm-hmm. and no electricity. I had no electricity for 3 weeks. I had
no water.
A tree. I didn't have any water damage, but mm-hmm. I had a tree that fell on my roof and punctured the holes, and I had to get a new roof, and a tree fell on a car, or my car, and I had to get a new car.
Oh.
But so I was quite fortunate that I had no water damage.
Oh, okay.
But the tree damage was pretty devastating. And then also at that same time, about 3 months before that, I had decided I was going to put in a swimming pool at my house. Mm-hmm. So they had dug the hole and everything, and then the hurricane hit.
Oh, no.
So I had this big mud pit in my backyard.
Oh, gosh.
And what happened was all of the... the pool company subcontracted out all of the work. So they had a different company that did the tile work and the plaster work and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So after Katrina, all those people were like, screw that, you know, we're going to repair houses and jack up the price.
Yeah.
Because once the pool company quoted me the price, they really couldn't come back and say, okay, well.
If we can do it.
Yeah. So all their brick people, all their plaster people, tile people, they were, you know, going to do other jobs.
And gutting houses was really a big business then.
Oh, it was huge business.
Oh, yeah.
Huge business.
I remember that.
So I had a mud hole for a year after.
Oh,
it was horrible, horrible. And, you know, I just wish when I had signed the contract for the pool that I had a finish date with, you know, some penalties that they didn't. And it's because I had a free pool.
Oh, that's right. But, did you get it done now?
Though? Oh, it finally got done.
Oh, thank goodness.
But, you know, it was just aggravating because for a year they kept on saying, you know, we can't find people to do it. We can't find people. The people that we used to work with never came back after the hurricane. But I knew they came back. They were just, or they came back, but they weren't going to go finish pools at, you know, whatever they were paying them. They were going.
Some of them may have moved to Houston.
Well, a lot of them did move to Houston.
Yeah, some of them moved to our
I know my sister lives in Houston, and she was so mad. She's like, take everybody back. I can't stand the traffic.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
The traffic that's was pretty bad. Because even, you know, when I was able to get out of the house, you know, with no electricity and no stores open, you had to drive all the way to Baton Rouge to go grocery shopping or do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were worried that you wouldn't even have enough gas to get there and get back.
That's right.
Because so many people were in Baton Rouge that all the gas stations were running out of gas. So mm-hmm. it was a nightmare.
It took about 3 months for my partner to come back to New Orleans. He lives in the Quarter, too, so... it's just hard to get back. It's gas and everything. It's just hard to get any kind of utility here. And the refrigerators. That was nasty.
It was nasty.
It was nasty when it came back. Anyway, okay. That's a very...
But then everything's okay now.
Okay, yeah.
I got a new roof, a new car, and a pool. Right.
Okay, so let's talk about some porn.
Okay.
Okay, talk about
the
porn.
So, you know, after the hurricane, I was just... I kind of got out of the business for a year or two. Well, because it was just, I was so stressed out from that, and the airport had been shut down for a while and all that,
mm-hmm.
so it was really hard for me to even get out and do things,
mm-hmm.
And plus just getting the roof fixed and all that stuff, and the
pool.
That's
why you were not around for that.
So for about 2 years, I mm-hmm. kind of... stayed away from it. I think about 2 months after the hurricane, I did a movie up in San Francisco for Bear Films.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was kind of it. I was just still a little stressed out from the hurricane. So I took about 2 years off. And then after that, then I said, I'm ready to dive back into it. So
yeah. But I was talking to Michael from... I forgot his name. Michael from Bear
from
Films.
From Bear Films, Mike. Yeah. Yeah.
He was doing the films. I mean, he was directing and stuff. And I asked him about you, and he said, "Oh yeah," because I told him that I saw you in New Orleans and stuff. He said, "Oh yeah, I wish he would come back," because I think he did know about what happened during the Katrina time. So that's why I wish you could come back.
Yeah,
that's why
now, couldn't go. Then I'm ready to come back, and the economy is kind of hurt the business a bit. You know, there's not as many people ordering videos and all that, so they really cut back on the videos they produce. And when they do decide to produce a video, they kind of looking for local talent. So if they're filming in San Francisco, they're not going to fly people in from New Orleans or whatever. I was fortunate that they were here 2 years ago for Decadence filming. So I was able to do a film. I think it's called Decadent Bears.
Decadent Bears. I think I have that.
And and that was the second one, because they had done one long before the hurricane. And so then we filmed Decadent Bear. But what happened was, there was another hurricane that came here 2 years ago, so they had to quit filming halfway through the movie because the director was from Dallas, and he had to get back to Dallas because they shut down the airports and all that. So one of the other people that were here to do the movie, they had to rent a car. So all the models that were here for Decadence and all that who were in the film, they all drove to Dallas to fly out and so the movie got delayed quite a bit because a lot of the scenes didn't get shot until a couple of months later because they evacuated the city. So it was just
one of the evacuees then. how did you get started in the first place, by the way?
That was a long story, but back in 2001 I entered the Mr. Palm Springs Leather Contest. And so what happened was I won Mr. Palm Springs Leather. Well, I'd entered Mr. Tool Shed Leather, won that title, and then I went on to compete Mr. Palm Springs Leather. So my picture was in the local, you know, magazine. I think it was Pulp Magazine. And at that time, you know, All Worlds had their resort in Palm Springs. And they were looking to shoot a Leather Bear movie. So they saw my picture in the magazine that I'd won, you know, and I saw, you know, how hairy I am. So they contacted me and asked me if I'd be interested in filming, which I had never done before. And it was always something that had interested me. I just never thought they would ask me to be in a movie. So they told me what the movie was about. And which was quite interesting because it was called Bearing Leather.
Bearing Leather, okay.
And it was a leather contest where, you know, all the contestants would get up on stage, and then all of a sudden this orgy erupted on stage, which was a lot of fun. But since it was a contest, they needed the audience. So all the people that were staying at All Worlds Resort were the audience for the contest, so they were in the movie. So they, you know, the whole film was shot in the back of the audience, you know, so you would see the back of their heads watching what happened on stage. So my first movie,
it's like Mystery Science,
I kind of, you know, did it in front of 100 people, you know, watching.
Oh wow!
So it was like
throwing. You have to find that.
Yeah, so it was fun, and me, I, you know, enjoyed the exhibitionist part of it. So it was to me, it was a huge turn on where people were asking me, "Oh my God, how did you get it hard? You know, with all these people watching, you weren't nervous and all that?" And I'm like, "No, it was a turn on that I have all these people watching me up on stage." So that was the very first movie that I had done. And after that, Pulp had contacted me, the magazine that had put my picture in, and they wanted me to start writing an article like porn reviews. So then I started writing about all the different movies, you know, some of the new releases and all that were coming out. And that's how I got in touch with Mike from Bear Films.
Yes.
Because one of the movies I reviewed,
you a film and here, watch it, review it.
Yeah, and the thing, nice. And I felt bad because the movie, I didn't give it a good rating, and it wasn't. And so we had a long talk about it, and so that's when he said, "Well, why don't you come make a movie with us?"
Oh yeah, show these guys how it's done.
Well, it wasn't it was just, and that was one of their first movies, and you know, and they were learning, and I, you know, and so it was. I kind of felt bad after a while because, you know, I'm putting down the movie, and then they're asking me to work, do movies for them. But it was a movie that I can't remember the title, but I remember it was shot at the Lone Star Saloon.
Oh, okay.
And the thing that bothered me, and I you know, and it sounds so petty now, but I guess because, you know, all the beer that was spilled all over the back on the patio and all that, there were flies all over the place. So you see all these people, nasty, you know, fucking and all this, and there's flies all over. Flies all over. And I'm like, thinking, well, couldn't they have gotten rid of the flies? You know, it's not a turn on with me.
Yeah, not too good.
So, and after, you know, Mike and I had a huge laugh about it because, you know, you can't really cut out little flies flying around, and so you know, it's just one thing you live and learn because you're doing you don't know what to expect. Just like when we were filming for, you know, 2 years ago, A Decadence, a hurricane comes and then you have to quit shooting in the middle.
Yeah, and end up evacuating after doing a hot scene. Yeah, okay.
Or, you know, it's, you know, or somebody shows up on the set messed up and, you know, they can't get hard and you're just sitting there for 5 or 6 hours while they're, you know,
sobering up and maybe just, you know, waiting for them. Okay.
So, but it happens, but, you know, you laugh about it a lot.
Okay. So I remember one of your films was Bear Voyage.
Yes. That was with Bear Films as well.
Bear Films too.
And that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I guess I don't know if Mike came up with the idea, we were talking about different things, and he came up with it, or we both came up with Bear Voyage, and to film on a cruise ship.
Yeah, must be exciting.
And it was a lot of fun, but, you know, to figure out where you could shoot, and, you know, because the first year, the first Bear Voyage, it was probably about 25% gay. You know, they promoted it as a bear cruise, but because it was the first year, they couldn't book the whole ship. It was just they blocked out you know, a whole bunch of rooms, mm-hmm. and then as the rooms sold out, they blocked some more. So it was probably 25 to, it could have even been a little bit more than that, maybe even half gay.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, you can't go and shoot a porn in the swimming pool when there's kids and all.
No, you can't. No.
So basically,
that's why there are no pool scenes.
So okay. There's no pool scenes. So we had to film, you know, in the rooms and then the balconies. And fortunately, we had blocks of rooms that were next to each other. So if we were filming on a balcony, the people on each side were in the movie or they're on the cruise, so they could care less. Mm-hmm. And then one of the islands, we were able to, like, take there was, like, a private island.
And yeah, you had a photo shoot there. There were pictures in the film.
We did a photo shoot, and we also did some scenes there as well. Okay. So it worked out. I remember, and I can't remember one of the stops, though, they were really homophobic. So when they got word out that, you know, there were a lot of gays on there, they were picketing and all that.
They were picketing? Wow.
So we knew we couldn't film there. But it was a great movie, and we had a lot of fun.
I bet.
And, I would do it again. I would really consider going on another one and filming.
Yeah,
and I think it makes it more interesting because it's not always just shot in a hotel room or something. It was something different.
It's different. You could see the ocean in the back. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. And okay, right now there's been email. I've been receiving emails about some of your newer ones with Pantheon.
Pantheon, yes.
Yeah. So
and
tell
then
us about
they just launched Pantheon Bear.
Mm-hmm.
So and they're great people to work for. Chris and Walt. And it was about a year ago. We filmed one in Palm Springs,
mm-hmm.
and that was one of their biggest releases they had. I mean, that one had been, I think that one was called Bear Oasis, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But that one was a lot of fun, mm-hmm. and it was nice to get back to Palm Springs, because that had been the first time I had been back since I moved. So, so I did Bear Oasis, and then... let's see. I think I did two other ones with Pantheon since then.
Wow, I'm busy with Pantheon now.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're talking about doing another one this spring. So we just have to. They're just talking about possibly filming it on a farm up in Tennessee or something. Somebody has.
Once you get more flies there.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, I better warn them about the flies. But somebody they know has a farm or something, so they were talking about possibly filming there, which would be fun.
Yeah, it should be. So, okay, let me ask you about the what's going on with some of the business right now online. Like, most of them are now, the X-Tube ones. So do you have any or plan any... private posting you would like to do, or have you done it before?
I've considered it, and I have talked to some people about it, and even with Bear Films and Pantheon, it kind of looks like that's kind of the future, where you're not going to order DVDs online, it'll just all be off the computer. Mm-hmm. So they are looking at, both companies are looking at possibly, some live webcams and things like that. So,
oh, you're going to do live webcams. You want
to
do that?
I would love to. If that there's any company that would, need leather bears, or I would, call me.
That'd be awesome.
That was something they looked into. But, now with the economy like it is, it's kind of hard to expand until... everything kind of bottoms out and, things get back on track, because I guess that's one thing, that one of the first things people have been cutting out is their porn. and watching their old porn, I guess. I don't know. So it's been tough. Neither one of them are hurting or anything. It's just, sales have, like everything else, has
seen a
dip,
Yeah, because right now with the live cams, people can chat with you and say, do this and that, touch your nipple, or do whatever. And then, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I would do it. I love an audience, so.
Yes, okay.
So, yeah, if anybody would contact me about doing it, I'd be all for it.
So, how about any future projects you're gonna do this coming year?
Well, the one, like I was saying, with Pantheon Bear, mm-hmm. we talked about filming sometime this spring.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also Bear Films has talked about possibly doing something. And I was supposed to go to Lazy Bear.
Oh.
But what happens is Lazy Bear always, always, always falls during Mardi Gras.
That's right.
So that really, I was supposed to be in a movie in last February, but it fell during Mardi Gras. And sure enough, they want to film again at Lazy Bear. And they want me to go, but that's when it falls. Either Lazy Bear falls for Mardi Gras, or IBR falls for Mardi Gras. So I get screwed because I can't get away.
That's right. Oh, that's bad. Can we talk about Phoenix? You've been managing Phoenix?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, I want to bring it up. You've been managing.
Yes, I was a bartender at the Phoenix. Up until the hurricane, and then the manager who was here before, after the hurricane, decided he wasn't coming back.
Mm.
And there was a lot going on during that hurricane, because 10 days before the hurricane, the Phoenix was sold and there was a new owner. So he bought it, and then 10 days later, the hurricane hits.
Oh.
So it was not a pretty picture for him.
Okay.
Fortunately, you know, there wasn't a hurricane in the Gulf, and he had insurance, and so all that was covered. And, you know, the roof had blown off, and it took about 6 weeks before we could get into the bar. And since the other manager had said he wasn't coming back during that time we had been talking, and they had made me the manager. But I remember, you know, the bar is two stories. So when the roof blew off, the water was coming down onto the floor, which had all that insulation up on the ceiling for the first floor. So all of that fell.
Oh,
so
wow. That's what's bad.
It was just disgusting. You walked in and you were just walking through insulation because it all had gotten wet and just fell.
That's fell.
And we were quite fortunate because all of the other bars, I mean, and the grocery store next door got looted and everything got stolen. I mean, I think they broke into the bar. They stole all the cigarettes out of the cigarette machine. Uh-huh. And they stole, they tried to get money out of the video poker machines and all that. But, you know, when the hurricane comes, they come and empty all that out.
Mm-hmm.
But the liquor wasn't stolen. I think
what?
That
is weird.
Three cases of beer, I think, got stolen and some water. And that was it. And the bar that's a block away, they stole every liquor bottle and beer bottle they had. So it was kind of odd that we were spared, which we don't know how, because the grocery store, I mean, they didn't leave a crumb.
And you have liquor here,
and they didn't touch it, hardly anything.
Okay.
I mean, they wanted cigarettes. <there. Yeah.
laughs> So you'll be here Mardi Gras, of course.
I will be here Mardi Gras. And we are going to do our block party again.
Mm-hmm.
Mardi Gras is February 16th this year.
Yeah. So I'll be here.
So we'll have our... We're going to do a block party on that Saturday night, which is the 13th.
The 13th, okay.
So Saturday, and it'll be a Saturday night. Normally, you know, like Decadence, block party is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it'll be Friday and Saturday. But we're going to do the Mardi Gras block party on Saturday because we think that a lot of people will come in either really late Friday or come in Saturday because a lot of people take Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off of work. Where for Decadence, since Labor Day is on a Monday, they go back either Monday night or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do the block party on Saturday night this year.
Okay.
So hopefully it won't be so cold, because the last 2 years...
It's been cold.
It's been freezing. Yeah. It's been in the 30s at night, which I guess people up north probably think, oh, God, wimps, you know?
Wimps, yeah, I get that a lot. I say 50 degrees, that's nothing.
They panic over here. So hopefully this year it'll be a little warmer, so you'll see some skin.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so, thank you very much for being on the show. Yes,
welcome.
And everybody out there, if you want to check out Clint Taylor here in the Phoenix, he'll be here at Mardi Gras, and of course out in Decadence during Labor Day weekend.
And if they have any more questions, they can email me. I'm at clinttaylorxxx@aol.com. Mm-hmm. And I'll be happy to answer any more questions they have.
Awesome.
That was a great interview with Clint Taylor. It's awesome. Thank you very much, Clint, for joining us. It's great to, you know, learn what happened, his history, and what happened to... that story about him at the Lone Star and all the flies when they were recording. That was kind of... Did you ever have that problem? Or do you always have done it with Hot Ethnic Men on filming? You've always done it in hotel rooms, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
I don't think I had a problem with flies. Cameraman falling asleep, we've had problems with.
Not you, but...
No, not me, not but my you. Assistant cameraman.
Assistant cameraman.
Who will remain nameless, Wayne.
Wayne.
fell asleep.
Falling asleep on a porn shoot?
Yeah, when he was filming the new bearish guy that we had in that we filmed this round, he wasn't asleep at all.
I know.
He was all up on it.
He's the one who jizzed on him, right?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Go to a previous episode.
No sleeping during that little film sequence.
It's a hot
you can bat an eye, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, anyway, so, okay, let's, before, what? Oh, yeah, movie review. The year in review. This is the last episode of the year, 2009, and usually what we do on the last episode is we do some highlights of the year. Yes. Of course, one of the highlights. It can be a highlight for many people, but some people are just bummed about it, hoping that there are going to be more. You know, it's Obama's coming into office. And what do you think, Ray? Has he done a lot now? Or are you one of the disappointed ones? Or are you
I'm a little disappointed, but you know, I mean, he got handed a mess. So at this point, I think anybody that got elected would have walked in with a handful of shit in one hand and with a shovel in the other, trying to dig their way out. So, do I think he's going to be reelected? Unless he does pull some miracles out of his butt the next year or two, no, I don't see him being reelected office.
That's true. I would rather him against Sarah Palin if she runs.
Well, true.
So.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. True. Yeah. Okay, so a little fast forward there. Bear Podcast 246, Year of the Ox. It's a Chinese New Year there. It's when I attended the Halloween and Party Expo, showcased here in the. George R. Brown. The one you missed, that I should have brought you along because they had the exhibit or the what do you call this? The costumes that will be available for that year. And we were able to see the new costumes like Dexter outfits and costumes that will be out for 2009. That's not been out you get to see the first sets to be sold to the public, and you get to see it firsthand before it goes to the public. I mean, that's what I meant. Yeah, so next.
Does that happen every year in Houston?
I think it happens every year. I will let you know this time.
Yeah.
Okay, because you got to go to that one. So we shall see. Anyway, next episode 247, Drenched Fur, where Gary joined us to talk about his.
Gary!
Yeah, Gary's going to join us next month. Next month or maybe February to talk about. Drenched Fur, so he'll join us again. That'll be awesome to have him in the show again. And then the next one was with guys from Minneapolis. Yeah, it's North Country Bears. And that's where we talked to Kevin and Jeremy from North Country Bears. Yeah, there. And then we talked about their event, Fur Flea, in Duluth. I think it's in Duluth, Minnesota. And I think they're going to have the same thing again this year. What else? Anything else happened there? Episode 250. That was a big one because we had Michael from Bear Run the Movie, the Trans Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't talked to him for a long time. That was the episode where, you know, it's a video. It's also a... it's an audio and video. We talked about his experience about, you know, being a trans bear. And how the process went and stuff like that. So that's episode 250. You guys want to check it out, go to episode 250 from back in February. And then, what else? Live at Louis Weekend.
251.
And we had Woofer.
Woofer. Join.
Yes, Woofer. We were at EJ's recording. And that was that was the video when somebody was getting pinned up to the finish. I mean, what I mean is, you know, until the guy came and he was being pinned and we had the video, but we didn't want to take that video. And our cameraman at that time.
Yeah, you have to check that out on Nardville. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's not in Nardville. That is not in Nardville. Definitely not. Then the next one would be TBRU 2054. Bear Podcast 254 with Excalibur. And also who joined us, the people who joined us, Vito from 619 Bearcast and Shannon from B-Talk. And that's TBRU 14. We're going to have, very soon we're going to have Wayne. Is it Wayne or Dwayne? Dwayne from the Dallas Bears, to talk about T-Berry hopefully sometime next month also. Okay, the next one. What are other highlights? Interview with Bob Mould. Bob Mould is one of the celebrities. He's a big guitar punk, gay punk, punk guitarist that I know. That he's just a great artist, and I was able to have him in the show. And Mike is a big fan of his also. That was episode 256. And Mike and I got to talk about him because Mike really likes him. He wants Bob Mould always in the show. So maybe on his next album we'll have him again. Episode 259, we had Cena.
Cena Grace.
Cena Grace, yeah. So what was it about?
Cedric Carlos, Dial M for Magic.
Mm-hmm. So we had Cena that time. And did he say he's going to have a sequel to that?
Yes, he's actually working on it now. He's been doing some research in San Francisco.
He's doing research. Okay. Okay, so what
I've
is...
I've been trying to get him to do some research in Houston, Texas, but he will not work that. He will not rip that out into the storyline for me.
Maybe he doesn't like the heat also. He doesn't want his bear detective.
I'll show him some heat.
That's right. Okay, next is Kendall on episode 260. His album Truth Changes This came out back then. And yeah, he talked about his shows and some of this video and his music on Will Be Bear Music.
Yeah, there's the show where he's parked beside the road talking to us on the cell phone, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. And it was cool.
See, I do remember some stuff.
Yeah, you do. Just tell me if you remember anything else after that. Anyway, we got episode 261. We got Mr. Istanbul Bear, Shahram.
Shahram?
Shahram. He just came from Turkey in Spain, and he... For some reason, he was crowned Mr. Istanbul Bear 2009. That easy.
He got his crown and his scepter, and he was like, hey.
You know what's funny? It's a, he was just asked, would you like to join a contest? Sure. Okay, you win. Here.
See, I watched the lottery work that way. Oh, join my lottery ticket. Bam, you won. $100 million. That's all yours. Thanks.
That's how you win in Turkey, I guess.
That's well, when you're that hot, you know, there's no competition. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Episode 262, geeking out on Wolverine. We just watched Wolverine back then, and Death Note, and Grindr. Okay, this is important, Ray. Grindr, because Grindr on the iPhone pretty much changed your life, didn't it?
I mean, a few tricks. I don't know about how much it changed my life.
Well, that's
been kind of boring lately.
It is groundbreaking.
The Bears are slowly taking it over.
Oh, really? Is it really? Wow.
Yes, they're getting to be more the bear folks on there. So.
Yeah. Oh, that was really going off back at the hibernation. Grindr, all in one place, all at the JJ's clubhouse. Okay, next is episode 263. It's Mother's Day. We had your mom.
That's right.
That's right. And yeah, we got to hear some embarrassing stories about you. About what I can't remember. Do you remember what embarrassing things that he those panties.
All the panties in the windshield, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It was more
That wasn't embarrassing for me. That was embarrassing for her. I just got cussed out.
Oh, okay. You embarrassed your mom for putting panties on her windshield.
And she went out and got a full head of steam on that one. Then I got it from work where I got the phone call because she'd been working out that head of steam all the way from the house to her job. So,
That's funny. Okay, next is about 264 live at Bear Watch. We had Dawn. He was all naked in that video. Well, not naked, but
all naked.
It was not all naked.
It could have been nakeder.
Yes, that's right. So, but you get all the fur, see all the fur and. And his skimpy skimpy speedos in that time. And we also had Bruce and Chris at that time. They were the one of the founders of Houston Air Bears, and we had them at the beach. We were recording at the beach. That was fun. Yeah. And we're gonna do that again since you're handling Bear Watch this year. When is Bear Watch?
May.
May, mid May. What's the date again?
I want to say 21st, 22nd, 23rd, but I might be wrong because I don't have I ain't got a 2010 calendar and I don't have my Bear Watch book in front of me.
Yeah, 21, 22, 23. Yeah. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, yeah, the weekend for Memorial Day.
Yep.
Because right after that is Bear Pride.
Yes, Bear Pride, which is, yeah, it's always Memorial Day weekend. And Mike and I were there in Chicago, hanged out with our friends Jeff. Jeff and his boyfriend Michael. And that was fun, hanging out with the guys, walking around there. And I got to join the BTalk boys when they were recording from there. So that was fun. That was good. And next is an overseas call, actually, from Australia. Episode 268 with the Harbour City Bears from Sydney, Australia. We got to talk to them about their events, Bear Essentials. And it was kind of really a year ahead thing. I think their event sometime in March, I think. But we already haven't had them in the show. But yeah, it's great to have some Australians. I think they're the first Australians we had in the show. Yeah, that was fun. Okay, next is episode 269 with Father's Day special with our friends, Gary and Andrew. And their baby Adrian is growing now. Baby Adrian. And they're the proud parents, Gary and Andrew, of baby Adrian. And it's just nice to talk about, fatherhood. About
yeah, it's funny. Said this. Oh, we got to go to the moms now.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Mother's Day, we should have him in the show. The moms. Cool. Yeah.
Moms. Yeah. They're kind of bearish.
They're kind of. Don't let them hear this. They might be pissed. They're bearish moms. Okay, episode 270. Pride Houston. Pride Houston. Bears Life TV came out also, and that's the time when Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometime Pride. And we talked about the Filipino inmates who played the tribute to Michael Jackson. Did you see that video from the prison?
Yeah.
Yeah. People all... Okay, the story there is that they have nothing to do. So all year round... Yeah, since they're in prison, they have nothing to do. So they just choreographed all these Michael Jackson's dances, like Thriller and everything. And that's all they did. It's dancing, because besides singing, I guess they besides karaoke, they also do Michael Jackson dances. But you know what's funny is not so funny. what's impressive was probably just a few days after Michael Jackson's death, they were able to put up a number for Michael Jackson and say it's a probably about 1,000 of them.
Yeah. Dancing. Well, like I said, they have nothing to do.
Exactly. They had nothing to do but to dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're going to be in prison, you might as well dance.
Mm-hmm. All right. Episode 272, Interview with Dave in Comic-Con. That was, he's one of the organizers. Dave was marketing director or something?
Yep, marketing director.
He joined us to talk about some of the history of a Comic-Con and his experiences and some stories about organizing Comic-Con. And that was also same month. The same Comic-Con you went to. You went to Comic-Con.
Yeah,
I took some videos.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to go this year, though.
Not sure. If I can go, I think I'll go. I hope I can go. Probably hang out with Shannon. Because Shannon and his partner, Luke, they moved there already. I don't know if you knew.
Oh, then Shannon and them moved to San Diego?
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to hook them up with the crew.
With the crew?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It should be... Yeah, they're big comic book fans too, so they might be there. Of course, they will be there. They were there last time. All right, so yeah, we talked about Comic-Con, and then the next one, we're almost there, we're almost done. Episode 281, we were at the Hans Payan Art Gallery with Experimenting with Bears. Yeah, we recorded on location at the Hans Payan Art Gallery, and there we were with Hans Payan, he's the owner, he's the artist, and it was Experimenting with Bears is the name of the exhibit that he did, and it's been roaming around. I think a couple of weeks ago it was in Dallas, so it gets around. I think his artwork gets around. I think that night when we that weekend we were with them, they sold about 10 or 11 paintings.
which is always good for an artist to sell their work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 11 paintings all in one night. That's impressive. Okay, next is Gay World Series. I was in Milwaukee. That was when I was hanging out with my softball team. I was in Milwaukee for a week. We were there for about 8 days, I think, yeah. We lost. We lost. But we had a great time. We had a great time. And that's also the time when we had Jeff, STP Bear. He's from Phoenix, and we had him in the show. I chatted with him, interviewed him. Yeah, it was fun. All right, so Ray, this one's for you.
Interview with Amber Benson.
Yes, episode 283.
We interviewed Amber Benson. She was in town promoting Death's Daughter and doing a Buffy sing-along. So for y'all those that don't know, Amber played Tara in the cult TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So it was cool to have her on here. Thanks to Cena Grace hooking us up and everything. It's a cool interview. There's videos out there. Get it. So, and then we moved on to 287, where the Wild Bears are. Boo Bear and Bear Art.
Yes, and again, we were on location at Hanspan Art Gallery with our friend Daniel from Canada, from Ottawa. And he's also a porn actor. All these people are just porn. He was in Bear Forest, and he had his photo shoot on... He has some photos featured in American Grizzly magazine a long time ago. I remember that one. That's the issue. So from that time on, Hans also talked about some of the artwork by Carlos Cerizo, whose sculptures were there displayed at the gallery when at the time we were interviewing Daniel. So yeah, thanks Daniel for joining us back then. Okay, what's next? Oh, episode 291, Live at Hibernation, St. Louis, Missouri. Yes, and... Ooh, that was the episode when you shared about your story about your date. Do you remember that?
No.
Nope, you don't. Better not to remember, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I remember because we're still talking.
Oh, you're still talking. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's been showing up to bowling. Hello.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. It was kind of weird because the way things happened, so I feel kind of weird about it. But anyway,
I can't take Dakes to bowling anymore because now it's the joke.
Okay.
Because there have been jokes made about it. It's like, shit, I can't take him back. You know, I can't even go somewhere where I'll enjoy having fun and hanging out with my friends.
Yeah, now he's bowling with us now. Well, that was also the episode where I went to St. Louis, Missouri for Hibernation, and I was hanging out with my friends Jimmy and Tony from Wichita, and yeah, Jimmy from here in Houston too. But it's a great. Oh yeah, I was with Jeff also. Jeff from New York. So Jeff, Mr. Panda Bear, Jeffrey. Yeah, we were hanged out. We did a chaser show there. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Okay, the big episode right now, about 700 solid downloads, I think, on iTunes. It's episode 293 with Buck Ramsey. Oh my God. That was a very raunchy show. That's the most raunchiest show we've ever done, right? We talked about fisting, and we talked about golden showers and stuff. And oh, okay.
Man, you're just getting exciting.
I'm excited now. Okay.
Look at his tents pant. His pants tent.
Yeah.
Sit down, Maynard. I don't need to see that.
Okay, all right. I'll take it easy. Episode 294 with Dale Razarov about nightlife. Yeah, Dale Razarov is the author of Nightlife, a three-story, wordless graphic novel full of humor and lust. Yes, it's available on Amazon. So yeah, Dale Razarov, thank you for joining us. It was awesome. It was you. You have I'm following him on Twitter now, so he's been posting these things about. Lex Luthor and Superman, and yeah, it's pretty impressive. So yeah, check him out, Dale Lazarov on Amazon. Episode 295, Chaser Show with Ray, myself, Jeffrey, and Devin from Chicago. Yeah, it's a Chaser Show. We haven't done a Chaser Show for a long time, and that was, I guess that's gonna be the first and last time for this year. we'll probably do some more in 2010. And yeah, we talked about the ABL membership card and stuff. Okay,
we gotta get some different chasers though.
Yeah, we need to somewhat diversify. Get some.
We got the same Asians all the time. We got to change.
Yeah, like they said, if it's a chaser, it's Asian. We need to
no,
mix it up.
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. We have Latinos before, right? Or no, that yeah, we have Latinos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, episode 200. Wait, what's next? 296. Interview with Donnie Brown from Tabitha Salon Takeover. And Donnie Brown was one of the participants in the Tabitha Salon Takeover last week.
That airs tomorrow night.
And it airs tomorrow night, 29th. Yeah, we're doing this on a Monday, 28th. It's going to be on Bravo tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central. Tabitha's Salon Takeover with Donnie Brown. Well, he's one of the barbers in the in that gay salon from Chicago. So, mm-hmm. Well, that's about it. That's our highlight. And, of course, this interview, I think it's going to be a big one. It's a highlight for me. And I've been getting a lot of comments from Freddie Freeman and other people that they really like Clint Taylor. So, yeah, this episode 297 with Clint Taylor, it's awesome to have Clint in the show. And many people are looking forward to listen to his interview. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's awesome. And I might get to see him again a couple of times because he bartends. He manages and bartends there at the Phoenix. So, if I ever go to Phoenix, I'll always catch him, I guess. If he's not doing a shoot.
Yeah, or upstairs.
Or upstairs. Maybe he's bartending upstairs at the Eagle. That'd be good.
I think you just need to go check out the upstairs, Maynard.
Yeah. I didn't go to the upstairs where things happen. Anyway, okay, so that's it. Any more highlights do you remember for this year?
Go vote for us.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's
vote for us.
Complete Bear.
Yeah, just a couple of more days.
You have a few days left. Please go vote for us. Please, 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 please.
Three more days. December 31st is the last day.
We're trying to beat the Australian show.
Yeah. Well, the Australian show, Bears in the City, is really way ahead of us already. But it would be nice to have about a few more.
If all the listeners would go vote once a day, every day.
Yeah, but they were ahead of us. They've been doing it ever since it started. We were kind of lazy. We didn't do it, but it's okay. I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to them winning if they ever win. But of course, it would be nice if we're up there on the list. That'd be nice. Okay, so that's it. Do you have any New Year's resolution planned? Have more sex? Have more dates? What?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about that yet. I just want this year to be over with and the next year to start off new, clean, and fresh and much better than this year was.
Do you believe in New Year's resolutions anyway?
I mean, I think you should try to change some stuff every year, but you know, most people break their New Year's resolutions within the first 9 weeks. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice to think about it. I don't necessarily believe it, but if it's nice to do something at the start of the year, and I'm sure the gym is very, very full this coming year. So,
It's always full the first January to about the end of February, and then it all kind of trickles back off again.
Yeah, that always happens. Yeah, I haven't worked out for a couple of weeks now. It's pretty bad. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, let's think about our resolutions if ever we plan any. And you guys out there, if you're listening,
I think our New Year's resolution should be Maynard and I do a spread in an American Bear or something.
No, I don't. Yes. Maybe you can do it. I don't know. I don't know. I'm too shy. I don't want to go.
We have enough Asian friends that are photographers that would take the pictures for us.
Oh, good Lord.
And we don't have to show your junk.
Oh my God, I'm too shy. Maybe I'll think about it and I'll ask Mike about
it. Mike said it was okay. I asked. He said you could do it. Listeners, what do y'all think? Me and Maynard naked?
Oh no. Call it in.
Posters, call us in. Tell us what you think. We need the votes.
Uh-huh, that's right.
How many votes do we need for you to do it, Maynard?
I don't know. If we have 20, if we have 20 people, say... That's a kind of high number. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I'll ask Mike.
So we need 20 people to call in and say, do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Y'all heard that. We need 20 voice messages saying that you want me and Maynard to do a spread and win the Bear adult bear magazines.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe we can wait for that for episode, for our episode 300. We shall see. Okay, so we bring it out of here. And thank you for a good year, guys. It's awesome to have done a full year without any real big incident. And very soon we're going to have 300 shows. So, 2009, good riddance, I should say, because there are so many things that, so many deaths, but a lot of good things happened too. But
and if any of y'all are out traveling, let us know how it goes after the incident this weekend.
Oh yeah, that's right. There was that that terrorist attack, and failed in Detroit.
They're saying that for the first hour of the flight, you can't even get out your seat. Mm-hmm. You can't have anything in your lap. You can't do anything.
Yeah, they're saying that it's actually not an official report yet. I read about that, and there were updates saying that they're not. They're just thinking about it. That in the last hour of your flight, you're not supposed to be out of your seat. And you shouldn't be doing anything with your carry-on or your personal effects or anything electronics. They even don't want to for you to have any electronics with you. Oh God! And to think the terrorist didn't have anything electronic with him.
Nope.
Everything was sewn.
And he made
his
it
pants.
All the way on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody lost their job over that. I'm sure. Yeah. There's a massive failure there. Because from what I understand, and I hadn't read all the stories, I've been trying to catch up on it, David hadn't had a chance, was that he bought his ticket at the last minute. All the red flags that were supposed to mm-hmm. point somebody out, he did them and still got through.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. I got to read this pretty short. We can talk about another episode, but anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to end this one.
Yeah.
We're almost at 40-something minutes here.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you've been counting.
And then we still got to add, then we got to put the interview in there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening. And I hope you guys have a great holiday and a happy new year for all of you guys.
Happy new year!
Happy new year! Okay, email me, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or email me, ray@bearpodcast.com. Or give us a call and say, Ray and Nard, we want you naked.
Oh, God.
At 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Mm-hmm. And also, subscribe by iTunes and what else? Oh, yeah. Follow us on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook. And please leave me voice messages. Leave us voice messages on this coming, what do you call this? Episode 300.
For episode 300.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, okay. I will see you. I'll see you, Ray. When this coming weekend on.
I'm sure, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
When you go see the movie,
which one? Sherlock Holmes.
Heath Ledger movie.
Heath Ledger.
The doctor, whatever it is.
Oh yeah, that one. Maybe this weekend. I don't know when is it out. I don't even know.
It came out. It opened this weekend, I think. Oh, Christmas.
Oh, okay. So. Well, we'll see. Probably this coming week or so. Mm-hmm. Maybe when we do some get together on Friday or something, or Saturday. We have a couple of I have a couple of friends coming on, a couple coming over from Austin. So we'll see what's going to happen. Okay, thank you.
Chasers.
No, bears. Jeffrey and Jason from Austin. So, you know, I'm sure you know Jeff. Oh, Jeff is actually the voice when you hear Wolf Water Bear podcast your ass at the end of the show. That's Jeff. Jeff from Austin.
Okay.
Okay, thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Happy New Year, everyone. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf Water Bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear.
Okay, now I guess I'm gonna go upstairs.
No,
I'm kidding.
If you go upstairs, that's fine.
Ooh, this thing's happening.
Maybe
upstairs.
I'll go upstairs.